Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Honorable B Morning Coffee Club presiding.
I really am struggling with this one because I have feelings on both sides of this. There's a term that I stumbled across this weekend called death tracking. Familiar? Anybody? Anybody?
No.
All right. Death tracking is a service. And I'll use this one lady as the specific example. She watches the obits. And then when she sees like an older woman passes away, she'll wait a day or two and she goes and knocks on the door and says, "Hi, my name is Jen. And I'm really sorry for your loss. I saw that your mom passed away and I want to offer you a service. I will help you clean out her belongings in exchange for letting me keeping a few pieces of her wardrobe." So her thing is fashion. All she's looking for is clothes. Now, your mom could dress like grandma and have just floral dresses and that's all she owned. Or she could have been a snazzy dresser and she had some really nice pieces that could end up at Goodwill. But this lady's like, "I'll take those and I'll help you clean out and just, you know, it's something you won't have to do during your time of mourning."
Immediate no from me. I think that's so rude. You're showing up at my house.
Knocking on your door.
I just had a family member die.
Yeah.
And you're like, "I'll help you, but I want to take some of her stuff." No. Slam the door. Get out of my face.
I think it's kind of helpful. Like, you don't know people's situation. Yes, you're going to get your no, and they're going to slam their door. But there's other people who might be overwhelmed with the amount of stuff that they've been left.
Or, I mean, what if mom lives out of town, and it's on you to go and clean out her house and clean out all those belongings?
Right? I mean,
you're going to be there while she does it.
Can
so
you
she's
come
not just
back in a
blanche.
Couple days? I mean,
right.
I think that's part of it that bothers me, is that, like, she's tracking the obits. And then it's like 2 days after the funeral, like, wound is too fresh. If you want to have a service and then I can like hear about your service and I call when I'm ready, but you're showing up at the house.
I don't know.
I don't like it.
Maybe she's going through the obits and checking like the, if they're older and they've been through a battle or an illness, maybe the family is more prepared.
Possibly.
I don't know. Is that a sick way of thinking for me? I'd be like, I don't know. I feel like maybe in that instance, it wouldn't be such a shock. And I'm sure she does it in a tasteful way.
She does. And she says she has about a 40% success rate.
See, yeah, that's a lot of no's.
I mean, that's a lot of no's, but that's also a lot of yeses. And if she ends up getting four or five things that she can flip and sell for a lot of money, then
But what
I don't know.
What if she doesn't find any clothes she wants and she's like, "I'm going to take these earrings that are right here. I'm going to take this." Like, you don't know what she's taking or not taking.
That's a good point. I would want to be there while she does it, but it's one less thing you have to do.
Yeah.
You know, and when my mom passed, all I wanted was sentimental stuff. She had a necklace that she wore all the time. I really wanted that. We got that. There's a handful of things that I remember sitting on her dresser. Nothing of value. Just things that I remember from being a kid. I got those. Everything else, the clothes, everything, don't care.
Right.
So she's offering a service.
It would have been helpful.
So today's court of public opinion, is this a service that you would use or do you think this is obnoxious? 252-9233. That's our text line.
The court of public opinion is now in session. The Honorable B Morning Coffee Club presiding.
Court of public opinion, COPO today, we're talking about death tracking. It's a service that a woman provides. And apparently the word is generic enough that anybody could provide the service. But the lady in particular that we're talking about, her name is Jen. She offers a service where she follows the obits in the paper. And then she'll go and knock on the door a couple days later and say, sorry for your loss. I'm here to offer you a service. I want to help clean out your mom's clothing. I'll take care of it. All I'm asking in exchange, you don't have to pay me, is just let me keep a couple of pieces.
So
she's like a fashion collector kind of person.
I'd lose my mind. I'd say, leave me alone. I can do it myself. I don't need your help. So you can take what you want. No. Lots of texts coming in for the court of public opinion.
Yes.
My husband hired a service for his mother's house. She lived there for 50 years. First, we went through and took what we wanted. Then the service comes in and has an estate sale. Shared the money with the person doing the estate sale. Sounds like she is the before the estate sale. If she isn't having a sale for you, it's a no. She's not performing a useful service.
Another texter says, I think it's a great idea. Obviously, we would clean out what we wanted before having that person over, but a huge help at a time in that process.
Yeah, so total night and day. Seems a little unethical, you know what I mean? But it's, what did they say about ambulance chasers and lawyers, right? Like, it's kind of the same concept where you go where you're needed or where you're wanted, and not everybody's going to want you, but some of them are going to need you, right?
What do you mean ambulance chasers and lawyers? I've never heard this.
It's there are certain lawyers that would follow, and they're called ambulance chasers. If somebody had just been injured, they're going to try to get them as a client.
Oh.
So
like showing up at the hotel.
Same, right.
Or
same
at the hospital.
Situation.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
She's just doing her research.
I think
right? She's going
think
she where
should
she's needed.
Hook up with the local funeral homes and say, look, I offer this service.
Right.
I'll give you X number of dollars to pitch this service to people during your consultations. And then that way it's all in an appropriate setting and they could say, yeah, no, I don't. I think people would be offended. Like if somebody came and knocked on the door out of the blue, I think that'd be really weird. But there was another text in here that says this person should just market herself, you know, on social media. That way she's out there. So if somebody does pass away, you could be like, oh, there's that lady on Facebook that does this service. I'll call her.
Yes, when you're ready. I think part of it's the showing up at the house.
Yeah.
The day after the funeral. That's what I really have a big problem with.
I don't want to rush you, but what size was your mother?
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.